to call the Wednesday, January 7th, 2026 meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District to order. And get a roll call, please.
Director Karen Ray Russom.
Here.
Director Linda Austin.
Here.
Director Clint Wyrick.
Here.
Join me in the flag salute, please. Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, that brings us to agenda review. Is there anything we want to do about the agenda tonight? Okay, then that'll bring us to public comment for items that are not on the agenda. Is there any public comment?
Good evening, Charles Marnie from Oceano, and I'm making the rounds to plug reverse911.com, the emergency notification system that's managed by the County Sheriff's Department. That, for anybody that lives in fire or flood risky areas, having this, being signed up for this emergency notification is really critical. Down here, if you live within probably half a mile of Arroyo Grande Creek, you want to be signed up for this in case there was some catastrophic happening. I won't go into any details on that, but you'll get a notification, and it may be that you've got 15 minutes to get to higher ground. So it's easy to sign up. Just go to reverse911.com, and if you're kind of challenged by that, you can have a friend do it for you. And then the other thing, and this is, Jeremy, I apologize for not having the copy of this memo that I saw. I was reviewing some documents, and I came across a memo from Mr. Huber, who I think was your predecessor, and it was to the directors, and it was right after, I think, when the CDP came out and the conditions, and he was writing to the district directors, and he said that in his first point that he was emphasizing that the CCC is not saying that we have to relocate, we have to be planning to do, in case we have to do that. And that planning needs to be completed by, I'm paraphrasing, needs to be completed by May of 2017. And when I read that, I thought, I've never seen it laid out that way, and I just wondered if you had any light you could shed on that. I'd appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Okay, well, that will bring us to our next item.
Well, why don't we let District Administrator...
Did you want to answer that?
Yeah, I can respond. So I believe what Mr. Huebner was referring to is there were a lot of planning-type tasks that the district had to complete before they would issue us a permit to construct. And so prior to May of 17, we had to do a life expectancy analysis. We had to have a draft of our coastal hazards monitoring plan approved, and I think I even forwarded you some of that stuff where you saw that I had indicated that it was due in May of 17, and it was actually coming a little bit later because there was turnover at the district, and that was a recent correspondence we had. But yeah, there were if you read through the coastal development permit, there were many things we had to have done prior to being able to start construction. And so that was all completed in by December of 2018, all those tasks were completed. But that, I believe, is what he is referring to. And so the plan to move is really following, and we've talked about this a few times, is following the collection of data over 30 years from 2017 to 2047, so that we can make a scientifically data-based decision on both the cost and need to move the facility.
Okay. That brings us to the consent agenda. The approval of the warrants and approval of the meeting minutes of November 5th, 2025. So is there any?
No questions.
We have any public comment on the consent agenda? Seeing none, then I will bring it back and.
Madam Chair, I'll move that we approve items 5A and 5B as published.
Second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Director Clint Wyrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you. The next item, 6A. This is a contract for the coastal hazard monitoring with Rincon Consultants.
Good evening, Board. Happy New Year. Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. So the item before you is a contract for coastal hazards monitoring with Rincon Consultants. The recommendation of your board is that you authorize the District Administrator to execute a contract for environmental monitoring services with Rincon Consultants in the amount of $85,409 and authorize the District Administrator to execute future contract amendments if required with Rincon Consultants for the coastal hazards monitoring program an amount up to 5% to address unanticipated changes in the monitoring program for a total potential cost of $89,679. So what service do we get from this? This is one of the coastal conditions, and this annual monitoring that we do to basically collect the scientific data that is necessary to know whether the hazards exist that would necessitate relocation of the plant. So annually, this contract results in collecting a regional data, including tidal water elevations, wave parameters, meteorological parameters, Arroyo Grande Creek water levels, and groundwater data. This also makes this data available to the district in a database as a continuation of data collected years 1 through 6. This is our 7th year of collecting this data. Collecting photos and documenting water levels, surface ponding, and any impact to the wastewater treatment plant following each qualifying rain event of 1 inches or more. We've had a few of those this year, and so they come out and photograph and document any ponding or puddles on the plant site. Collecting photos and documenting following any flood event. We also, in addition to the 1 inch or more, I'll note that when the lagoon reaches an elevation above 10.25 feet, the Meadow Creek Lagoon that adjoins the plant, they also come out and document that. And we did around Christmas, we saw the lagoon reach 10.4 feet, so they came out and documented that. They conduct a topographic channel survey of the Arroyo Grande Creek Lagoon. They conduct 3 aerial surveys and 2 pedestrian surveys of the beach berm and lagoon. That's out closer on state parks property, and we have a right of entry to do those studies with state parks. The pedestrian surveys will occur during western snowy plover nesting season. The snowy plover is a local endangered species, and you're not allowed to fly drones over them when they're nesting, so to not disturb the nests, so they have to do physical foot traffic type surveys. And then conducting investigations in the case of any extreme coastal flood event, providing a monthly summary of environmental data and annual report describing work done and findings over the prior year, and then preparing and submitting the annual report to the California Coastal Commission, monitoring and recording groundwater and rainfall data from the on-site groundwater level transducer and automated rain gauge that we installed in 2024. This contract will provide the district with the necessary monitoring and reporting of coastal hazards and satisfy the regulatory condition as required by the coastal development permit. The scope of services is for year 7 of the program is in accordance with the district's coastal hazards monitoring plan, updated based on previous year's monitoring, and includes the previous list of tasks. Under fiscal considerations, the estimated cost of the base services is $85,409. The 5% contingency really exists because we don't know how many times it's going to rain 1 inch, and so they anticipate 8, and if we end up with 9, there'll be more charges. If there's only 6, there'll be less. But we do have to plan for additional visits from the biologists when that occurs. And our coastal hazards monitoring is budgeted annually in Fund 19 out of our operations. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm happy to take any questions the board might have.
I don't have any public comment on this item. Okay. Then we will look at
Would you like a motion, Madam Chair?
Okay. That's the word.
I will move that we authorize the district administrator to execute the contract for environmental monitoring services with Rincon Consultants in the amount of $85,409, and also authorize the district administrator to execute future contract amendments in the amount of up to 5% to address unanticipated changes for a total potential cost of $89,679.
Second.
Okay.
Director Karen Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Director Clint Weirich?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, it brings us to the District Administrator and Plant Operations Report. So who's going to go?
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Michael Jones.
Man.
Plant Superintendent. I'm presenting the Plant Operations Report for the reporting period of November 1st through December 31st. During this reporting period, there were no violations of the district's NPDES permit. All data as provided in the tables, as shown in the tables, are well within permit limitations. Operations staff completed a multitude of operations and maintenance tasks, along with a multitude of work orders. Some training that staff participated in was on replacing a boot lobe for our Borger thick and waste activated sludge pumps. Staff also received training on our annual hazardous materials business plan and spill prevention control and countermeasures. We did have some callouts during this reporting period. Operations staff responded to all callouts. The district continues to work with vendors on a solution for the rotary drum thickeners, with components such as variable frequency drives being replaced, upsized, lobes replaced on Borger TWAS pumps, new pressure transducer sensors for the TWAS hoppers, power supply replaced in our rotary drum thickener 2 panel, as well as a communications card. Other callouts are related to the SCADA system, with district staff providing details to system integrators to aid in the analysis of the issues. Moving on, I have some staff photos. In this first photo, we are taking delivery of our new chemical tanks. And that's kind of continued on in the next couple photos. We have removal of our old chemical tanks and then installation of our new chemical tanks. And then a final photo of our new chemical tank installation, which is almost complete. We're waiting on delivery of our seismic restraints. Once that's received, those will be installed and our project will be considered fully complete. So we're hoping to receive those real soon. In this next photo, we have operator Everardo Vargas rinsing down our blower building roof. He's in the man basket on Mr. Jackman, AKA our forklift. In this final photo, we have operator Justin Music and Everardo Vargas performing demo of our old chemical tanks prior to disposal. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
I just want to say thank you, because I was going to ask for a full translation of the operations staff paragraph, which you provided without me asking.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
No problem.
Where did you dispose of this?
Yeah, we did. At Cold Canyon, the landfill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good evening. I've got a brief administrator's report. So the district, like some of this Michael covered, but the district has been working with the, on the redundancy project. We've been working with the vendor on warranty issues for the rotary drum thickeners. Operations staff continue to experience intermittent faults with the sludge thickening system. Phelonc and JWC, the equipment supplier, continue to troubleshoot and are trying to resolve the issue. And actually, they were on site all day yesterday. And we have had how many hours of continuous runtime without fault as of right now, Michael? Just today, really, but...
Don't jinx it.
We've been jinxing it all day.
Yeah, 10 hours.
So it's been running 10 hours without any interruption. So we are probably jinxing it. But we did make some substantial changes, and we think we're getting to the root cause, and we expect to reach resolutions soon. This has been something that's been being troubleshot since the acceptance of the plant back in June. And it was a known issue, and Phelonc has been on it and trying to address it with pretty continuous effort. None of the interruptions have resulted in any process or treatment issues because there's redundant systems. So when the one RDT goes down, the other one comes online. So we've been able to, and it's one of those things where the operators have to respond, and they turn it off and turn it back on, and it works. It's that type of issue. So we can reset it and get it back in operation, but it was continuing to fault out, and it could be in the middle of the night, and it was resulting in operators having to respond to the plant. And I will also note that there are no other notable issues with the new plant equipment. Everything else seems to be operating as expected. Some miscellaneous items. Plant operations remain normal throughout the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's rain events. Our auditors began auditing the district financials on November 3rd, and they're targeting March 4th for a presentation of our financials. Staff is meeting with LAFCO and Pacific Dunes Ranch RV Park as the owner wishes to understand availability of wastewater treatment services by the district. These meetings are preliminary to communicate the process for boundary modification. If continued, informal discussion item will be presented to the board. And this is an item similar. I talked to your board about Canyon Crest and rural Arroyo Grande with some folks, 54 homes up there wanting to annex in. In this case, this is 220 RV spaces south of the levee. It's called Pacific Dunes Ranch. It's an RV park tucked up behind the dunes there. And there are some concerns with providing service there because it's a floodplain and it's a known flood area as the levee overtops to the south. And so we're working through some of those concerns. And really, they're just looking to understand what it would take to modify. They're outside of our district boundary and what's known as the district's sphere of influence. And so that's that would have to be modified through LAFCO and with board approval. And they just wanted to understand what it would take to do that. They are currently on, they have a packaged septic system out there and it's failing, and they've received some notice of violations from the regional board, and they're looking to solve that problem. And so I'll keep you updated as that project moves along, or if it moves along. And then district staff continue to coordinate and communicate with the City of Grover staff regarding ongoing city sewer improvements. Currently, the City of Grover is doing a pretty big upgrade to various wastewater facilities, collection facilities throughout the city. And they've got a couple new connections coming on to the district's trunk mains. And some of that will be completed later this week, or technically next week on Sunday. No plant tours to report, and upcoming meetings, we've got the tentative March 4th presentation of the audit and financial statements. And with that, it concludes my administrator report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Does that mean we don't have a February meeting?
No, it would just be normal business in February. I don't have any specific items, okay. And the March 4th is dependent on, that's the auditor's schedule driving that, not me.
In the Pacific Dunes Ranch, the plan was to put like a culvert underneath?
Correct. They're currently intending on putting a 3 or 4 inch force main, a pumped sewer line under AG Creek. And so that would require them to do hydraulic directional drilling, and they would drill a pit on one side and then drill that line under the creek and receive it on the other side. It's a pretty complex process, and you know they're trying to understand full costs of whether they should do a package plant again at their facility, or whether financially it would they could achieve, whether they can even achieve it from a government perspective, getting the boundary modified to for us to provide service. It definitely makes sense from the standpoint of how close the treatment plant is to where they're at. I mean, it's a really close property. But crossing the creek and it being in the floodplain poses some unique issues that make it some challenges that they would have to address from both an engineering and regulatory component to make sure that they could get everything permitted and operating.
Okay, thank you. All right. Is there any questions or any comments on Mr. Gimp's report? Seeing none. Then I think that's it. We have any board member communications?
And did you want public comment on?
I just asked for that. Yeah. Oh, did you have public comment?
I'm just my understanding was that Mr. Gant, you were meeting with city managers from Grover and Arroyo Grande and the general manager of OCSD to just do some brainstorming around the process of the Coastal Commission's requirements and how that was going to be, what kind of information was going to be shared or gathered, or how that process was going to move forward. And I wondered if that meeting happened and if there's anything you could share with us about it.
Yes, Mr. Varney is referring to I think it was December 4th meeting that I had with the three city managers, the two city managers and the general manager of OCSD and the city manager of Pismo Beach. And it was a variety of topics. It wasn't district focused. It was really there's been a lack of, maybe it's not the best term, but communication had kind of stopped with the withdrawal from Central Coast Blue. And that doesn't mean that our water future and wastewater future doesn't need to be discussed at those levels. And so I had reached out to those folks and said, hey, we should probably get together and talk about these things, and also talk about some of the concerns that had been raised at some of the city council meetings during public comment about whether or not the district plant had to move. And I also wanted to share with them like my perspective on if the plant were to move in 2047, what features would be available to the agencies, the member agencies, when we relocated that plant. With all the discussion around Central Coast Blue, and that's an advanced treatment facility that recycles wastewater to a drinking water standard and then augments the groundwater. If this plant were relocated and we weren't currently recycling, we would be mandated by the regional board to do some component of recycling, whether that was agricultural recycling or full advanced treatment. And so I wanted the city managers to know that that was a far out future potential outcome, that those things could be considered and pursued in a with future strategic plans as we try to regionalize and solve these problems together. And so those were the topics that we discussed. We were actually right here in this council chambers when we met. And we ran through all that, and there were no formal actions or decisions made. It was just information sharing, and the city of Pismo shared a lot of what was going forward with the Central Coast Blue project. And so there was a substantial amount of time spent on what they're doing as far as pursuing, continuing to pursue a Pismo-only project. And that's without going back and looking at my notes and preparing a staff report, that's the gist of what was discussed at the meeting.
All right, thank you. Okay, with that, can we get a motion to adjourn?
I don't think we need a motion. It's just a
adjourn.
Board communications too.
I asked about that. Do we have any board communications?
No.
Then we'll adjourn.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.